This whole thing is getting too serious too fast.
Do you like the girl? Yes, you do. Does your mother like her? Yes, she does. Does the girl's aunt like you? Yes, she does. What else do you want? Enjoy it.
Do I have money? Uh-uh. I don't. Do I have a house? No, I don't. Do I have a car? No, I don't.
Tell me what's really bothering you.
Everything I just told you in addition to my mother. What do I do with her? Do you think she can live without me? No, she can't. And they insist that my mother not live with us.
Besides, I have a plan. I'd tell you, but it's going to shock you.
Just tell me already.
We'll find a husband for Farangis.
Us? From where?
From this very building.
Who? Don't even think about it.
Listen. Not only will it put an end to Miss Farangis' loneliness, but Teresa's problem will also be solved. Ferdos will also find love. But be careful. Don't let Marzieh know anything.
Of course not. I'm only going to tell Mabube.
Are you mocking me, Mabube? What's with all these ridiculous names all the time? Just tell me what's on your mind. What's with all these code words? Stop talking to me in code.
Daddy, do you really not get it?
Me?
No, she's talking about the marriage.
I never said anything about a marriage.
Didn't answer Teresa and Mr. Ferdos and Miss Ferengis are getting married?
What's this about anyway? What do you mean, sun and moon?
Please tell me, what do you think about a 50-year-old woman getting married?
I think it's beautiful.
It's okay. We're halfway there.
So you're okay with it?
Yes.
So you don't have any problem with it?
No, I don't. What are you guys talking about?
Listen, what we're trying to tell you is that we want to speak to Mr. Ferdos about...
We don't want to talk to Mr. Ferdos. We have nothing to say to him.
You tell him. You tell him.
What's going on?
Listen, we want to find a wife for Mr. Ferdos.
That's a great idea. Let's do it.
Forget it. We said it doesn't count.
No, listen. Mr. Ferdos may not speak his mind freely in front of you. He's... Therefore, the three of us will talk to him alone. We have to be very mature about how to approach him. If we want to convince him and in front of you, he may not speak his mind freely. So there's no way for you to join us, really.
It wasn't right for us to upset him the way we did.
What's wrong with you? You almost ruined everything.
You guys are making things more complicated than it should be. I think it's better if we were honest with Reza, and he comes with us to Mr. Ferdos'
house. Do you
want
to be the one that tells Reza we found a man for his mom?
I get your point, but why are you guys hesitating to go talk to Mr. Ferdos all the time?
Will you stop talking already and just relax?
I think Ali and Omid are up to something. They were talking in code earlier. I don't know what they were saying, though.
What were they saying?
I think they were talking about a son or something.
The men in this building are always talking nonsense. Forget it.
Ali, why are you being so quiet? Say something.
He's tired, sir.
Is that so?
Honestly, sir, they won't let me talk, you see. They just won't let me talk.
Let him talk. Let's see what he has to say. Be frank. I believe in frankness. Now tell me.
All we wanted to do is just come here and see how you were doing.
No, sir, he's lying. Look, sir, since you're lonely and single, we thought we would try to help you. We came here to try and convince you to marry, that's all. Ah. But these guys, they won't let me talk to you.
What did you say?
I'll shut up now.
You want me to do what?
He ruined everything.
Oh, so what you mean is that you want Miss Ferengis to find her own son, am I right?
What does that mean?
It means that they want you to get married.
Sorry, what? You want me to do what?
Thank you.
I really appreciate the love you have for me. Thank you very much for caring about me. But my dear sons, no. No. No.
Mr. Ferdos, it didn't come out right. He didn't let us tell you the way we wanted to. He wanted to break it to you gently. So you wouldn't be shocked at our idea, but he ruined everything.
Yes, he ruined everything, didn't he?
Mr. Ferdos has a problem with the idea of marriage. He doesn't care how you tell
him,
am I right?
Your approach was wrong. The way we wanted to ask
him... Sir, did you say no because of the way I asked you?
No, son. I don't have a problem with the way you asked me. My problem is that I still feel emotionally attached to my wife. I think about her every day. May God bless her soul.
May God bless her.
May you never lose another loved
one, sir. God bless her.
That's why I don't want to replace the memories I had with her with someone else. I won't do it. I want to live with her memories for as long as I live, for as long as I'm alive. But thank you anyway. Thank you, my good friends.
Mr. Ferdos, we're not contradicting each other. There's no reason why you can't remember your wife and remarry at the same time. You're not so lonely. That's all I'm trying to say. Does the thought of that upset you? Well, does it upset you? Is there something wrong with it?
No. There's nothing wrong with it. I agree with you that even at my age, it's possible for someone to get married and live a good life with someone else. But like I said, I'm still emotionally attached to my wife. And that's the truth. I still think about her.
Listen, Omid, it looks like sun and moon are not meant to be.
What's wrong with you? Come on.
What do you mean when you say the sun and the moon?
Nothing, sir. It doesn't mean anything.
It's nothing, sir. Sun and moon means the sun and the moon. The sun is what lights up our day, and the moon is what lights up our night.
Is that so?
What else could it mean?
You guys have always been frank with me, but tonight you're not your usual selves. You're not being honest.
You're not being honest.
No.
Hey, be careful.
Do you want me to be frank? Sir, the reason we came here to see you is because now that Riza's getting married...
Look hungry. Here, eat. Eat. Yeah. Chew.
Hello, Mr. Ferdos.
Hello. It's great to see you. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to see you're up so early.
You know what they say, the early bird gets the worm.
That's right.
They also say the early bird gets the apartment.
Apartment?
Yes.
Were you looking for an apartment?
I have to.
I told you God is great. Don't be hasty. When the time is right, God will help you find a place in good time, my boy.
I'm afraid by the time God decides to help me, it'll be too late and my wife will leave me.
Why is that?
Next week, I'm expected to move in with my wife, so I have until then to find a place to live.
Don't worry. I have a solution for you. I'll tell you later.
You have connections?
I might. You know what they say. When God closes one door, he opens another one for you. Understand?
Thank you so much. Mwah. Actually, I'm looking for the key to that other door.
The key is with me, son. You'll have it in time.
Sir, let me help you with that.
It's all right. I'm just watering the plants
so
here.
So you're sure I don't need to go and look for an apartment?
Don't worry, son. That's for sure.
Thank you so
much. I have a solution for you, but it's better if I tell you later, okay?
So I'll go back to sleep?
Stop right there. You still have to go and look for a place. God doesn't reward those who are lazy. That's right, son. You must trust in God, but you must also take action.
I don't get him. Why would he mock me like that? If he knows of a place I can rent, why doesn't he just say so? Trust God. God, I trust you.
Aunt Marzia?
What is it, darling?
Did you used to play on the swings when you were my age?
Yes, of course I did. But I didn't have a swing set like this one. We used to tie the ends of a rope to a tree to make us a swing.
What other games did you play?
I don't know if kids still play those games. We played hide and go seek, hopscotch, tag. We'd lie in the sun.
You don't lie in the sun.
Why not?
Because the sun
man needs to go and marry the moon, that's why.
Who's marrying who?
And Frangius and Mr. Firdaus are getting married, didn't you hear?
Really? Who told you that?
Oh, I forgot. My mommy told me not to tell anyone. I forgot.
But Mina, dear, you can tell me, can't you? I'm your Aunt Marzieh. You can tell me.
I will tell you if you get up and give me a push on this swing.
All right, you can tell me while I push you. Come on, tell me. Tell me, Mina.
I'm not telling you until you push me first.
All right, here you go. Now tell me. Come on, dear, tell me.
All right. Aunt Zatara told my mommy that Miss Ferengis and Mr. Firdaus like each other very, very much, and they want to get married.
I see. All right.
Don't tell anyone I told you.
All right. Don't tell anyone you told me either, though,
all right? All right, then keep pushing me, then.
All right. I'll keep pushing you, Mina. So what if it didn't work out? Reza's life really doesn't concern you.
But he's like a little brother to me. Please don't say that. You see the situation he's in. Thank God we're blessed with jobs, both of us, and we could put food on the table. I'll sell the taxi and we'll move out. Then Reza can move in here with his wife so he can be close to his mother all the time. You know how attached they are to each other.
All right. But we still won't have enough money to move out if you sell the taxi.
We will, Mabube. We will if we move into someplace just a little bit smaller.
I don't know. Do whatever you think is right. I just really wish they would get married. That way, Reza would have a place to live, and they wouldn't be so lonely. And we wouldn't have to move out.
We tried every trick in the book. He just wouldn't listen to us. Don't be upset. Stop drawing and grade your papers. Have a little faith in God. You'll see everything will work out. Don't worry. Everything's gonna be just fine.
I'm not in the mood to grade papers. I'll have Marzieh grade them for me.
I didn't tell her anything.
What didn't you say?
About the marriage.
Who didn't you tell?
Aunt Marzieh.
Thank you for not telling her. I'm leaving. I should go speak to Firdaus about this. Oh, God.
Aren't you going to change first?
I am.
There's a problem we need to talk about. Come in. Come in.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm fine. Hey.
Hello.
Oh, how are you, brother?
We have a problem on our hands that we all need to put our heads together to solve. Come on.
That's right. That's right.
Well, whatever the problem is, I'm sure it's entirely Omid's fault.
Just before you came, Omid suggested something to me, which I have to tell you really, really upset me very much indeed.
Sir, I honestly didn't mean to upset you.
Is he up to no good again? Is that what's going on?
He suggested something very unpleasant.
Well, what I was telling Mr. Firdaus is, since Reza got married, I think it's best if I move out of the building and find another place to live so that Reza and his wife can move into our place. And that's when Mr. Firdaus got upset.
You just stole my idea, you know that? That's exactly why I came here.
What do you mean?
You see, sir, during the time that we've been living here under your shadow, we've managed to save some money. And if I also sell my taxi, I'll have enough money to move out with my family so that Reza can move into our place with his wife. And this way, he'll be living right next to his mother.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for trying to help. You've both proven your willingness to sacrifice. But you should know better than to think
I'd ever let any of you leave my side. You two are as close to me as my very own sons. You are like my own children. Being around you gives my life happiness. Being around you gives my life meaning and energizes me. This is something I truly appreciate and cherish.
Oh, I really appreciate it, sir. When you give me compliments, it makes me blush.
But what I'm saying is the absolute truth.
But what do we do, Mr. Ferdos? Reza needs help. And we all know that Reza and Farangis are tight on money. And right now, we both are in a position where we can help Reza. And that's why we came to see you. We just want to help out.
I don't want you two to worry about Reza.
Hey, where are you going, Marzia? You're overreacting to this whole thing.
No, I'm not overreacting, Ali.
So what if they didn't tell you? That's no reason to be upset.
I'm the only one who didn't know. Why didn't you tell me about it?
Oh, we were going to tell you. We were just waiting for the right time. It wasn't the right time yet.
Why do I always have to play detective in order to find out what's going on around here? How come?
But you love playing detective, so be happy.
If it wasn't for Mina, I never would have found out.
Listen, we didn't tell you because we didn't want Reza to find out. It's simple.
What? I heard my name. What am I not supposed to find out?
Oh, hello, Reza.
Hello.
How
are
you?
Listen to this, Reza. Everyone thinks that me and you are too immature to know.
Know what?
It's nothing important. We were just
saying... I'll tell you what. They didn't want us to know about Sun and Moon.
Huh? Sun and Moon?
Oh, let's go to Amit's place and I'll explain everything to you. Come on, come with me.
Mr. Ferdos are getting married.
What?
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Mr. mother is getting married?
Mr. Ferdos' mother is in the graveyard.
Yeah.
Your mother, Miss Ferengis, and our landlord, Mr. Ferdos, are getting married.
Marzia, that's not a joke to play with. That wasn't nice at all. She's joking, Reza.
My mother
wants
to do what?
Your mother's not planning to do anything.
My mother wants to do what?
Your mother wants to marry Mr. Ferdos.
Oh, Marzia. Listen. You shouldn't have said that. It wasn't a joke to play. Come on, it wasn't funny.
Mother!
Reza! Are you sick in the head? What's the matter with you? Why would you tell him that? How could you tell him something like that, Marzia?
Be quiet.
Huh?
Oh, shut up, don't
do you know what you've done, Marzia? Oh, God.
Just be quiet.
My God, what have you done?
Mother! Where are you? Mother!
What is it? I'm right here. Why are you yelling?
You should be ashamed.
What?
You should be ashamed of yourself. What in the world were you thinking?
What did I do this time?
You know what? What
so
were you thinking?
Why are you talking to me like that?
How could you do this? You've embarrassed me.
What are you talking about?
You ask how? Couldn't you have at least waited until after my wedding ceremony? Why were you in such a rush? What are you afraid of?
I don't understand.
You don't understand? Don't lie to me. What don't you understand?
What?
What have I done to deserve this, huh?
Huh? I really don't understand what you're talking
about. You can't go and just do whatever you like without telling me. If I see him, I am going to hit him. You'll see.
If you see who?
You'll see.
Who on earth are you talking about?
You think I was too stupid to find out?
Who?
I get it. He told you not to tell
me. Reza, I don't even understand what you're talking about.
I'll show him. If you wanted a husband, why didn't you tell me? Everyone knows but me.
Me?
Yes, you.
Husband?
Yes, husband.
Oh, shut up. You had me worried for a minute. Don't be silly.
You're laughing? Do you think this is funny? I'm being serious.
Now you watch your mouth. Who gave you permission to talk to me like that? I don't want a husband. Stop this nonsense. What are you talking about like this?
Just admit that you want everyone to know but me. I am so stupid. How could I have not noticed that he was courting my own mother?
Shh, lower your voice.
I want to yell.
That's enough. No one's courting me. Why would you even get an idea like that? What are you even talking about?
Do you know what the problem is? The problem is that you still treat me like a little child.
You're behaving like a little kid. You're always telling me what to
do. See what I mean?
You should know your place in this house. You're so rude. I don't even need your approval to get a husband.
Is that so? Then tell me, why do you think I need your approval to get a wife? You think it's okay for you to tell me who you think I can and cannot marry? But it's not okay for me to tell you?
That's enough. Go and sit down. I didn't get married when you were still in diapers or when you were crawling. So why should I get married now that I'm older?
I think deep down inside you want to get married.
You know, even if I wanted to get married, what's wrong with a widow remarrying? What's wrong with it anyway? Where am I going to find a husband anyway? Tell me where? No, even if I wanted to get married, what's wrong with a widow remarrying? What's wrong with it anyway? Where am I gonna find a husband anyway? Tell me where.
You know very well where you can find a husband. You know where.
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
Don't play innocent.
That's enough. Don't be rude. Go to your room. Close the door. I want you out of my sight. You're not getting any dinner either.
Back when you used to send me to my room, I was this tall and I couldn't reach the doorknob. But I'm grown up now, understand? I'm gonna go downstairs. I am gonna get to the bottom of this.
Stop. Where do you think you're going? What are you doing? Stop. You're going to embarrass me.
I missed you, old man.
Come closer, son. Rest your head on mine. I took you personally all the way to the border to send you overseas. But you let me down and went to the front line to fight.
Tahir.
Muhammad's comrade for military service.
Yeah, that's right. That's me.
My sister, my mother.
I told him to come down in person and meet the Prince Charming I had in mind for his daughter to marry.
Very first glance until love.
I'm in love with another girl.
Over my dead body, you will do this.
What'll happen if they meet face to face?
A love that's different.
Look, this is our friendship, Muhammad, okay? This is our friendship. Let's just put it aside for a minute.
Etayesh won't accept your proposal without my permission.
The minute they see a guy who's well off and good looking, they reel him in like a fish on a hook. They use their eyes and their voices.
I've heard you before. I've heard your father, too.
Why won't you let Sitaish decide for
himself? I told you not to speak my daughter's name!
A love that needs to be fought for.
Once you leave that office door, you forget about Tyre.
I'm in pain as well. That boy's life is being totally ruined because of my mistake.
Then I'll go without your permission, Father.
You went there, too?
Yes, Father.
The father of that kid thinks he can buy dignity and the honor and the pride of human beings just because of the money that he has.
Can I please meet you today sometime?
Sitayesh on iFilm.
My children bought me a ticket. They want me to visit. I'll tell you, they just finished their studies. I think I'll go to visit them in Canada for 6 months, and then I'll return with them. I want them to come back and help with things in their country. It's the right thing to do. In the meantime, while I'm gone, my apartment will be available. I think this is a good opportunity for Reza to move in here with his wife while I'm gone. He'll be here for 6 months, which will give him enough time to stand on his own 2 feet, huh?
Sir, you are way too kind to us. You're killing us with your kindness.
I'm glad we don't have to leave, finding a new place and establishing the same relationship with our neighbors as we have here. Ooh, it'll take a lifetime.
I know. I think Reza will be very excited when I tell them about it.
He will.
How dare Mr. Fedros court my mother
Reza,
behind
stop.
My back!
Stop!
Let me go. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You hear
it's
that?
It's me he wants to speak to. Reza, get a hold of yourself. No. This is about that thing.
Okay. This doesn't concern you. You stay here while we go and unsettle this.
He can be young and immature sometimes, so it's best if we walk to him. Why don't you sit down? Sit down.
Sit
please.
Down. Come with me.
No. Okay, let's go. Let's go.
This is a bad idea. That's a bad idea.
Sir, I'll be right back.
Wait, sir, I want to talk to you.
What are you
just
doing?
Get a hold of yourself.
Doing?
Come on. No,
what's
no,
going?
Don't do this.
Going?
Mr. Reza.
Shut
up. Mr. Reza.
Shut up. Shut up.
Wait, wait, wait.
Hold him. Shut up. Shut up.
What are they doing?
Go inside. This is all your fault.
What are they doing?
You see what you did? You see what you did? Just go. Go, go.
Be quiet.
Be quiet. Be quiet. Calm down.
What's wrong with you?
Look at you. Shh. Calm down. Calm down. I said calm down. Calm down.
It's the middle of the night.
Stop kicking and screaming.
Mr. Ferdos is going to think you're crazy.
Don't make me smack you.
I'm going to get him.
What did I just say? Reza, relax.
Hey, what's wrong?
Let me go already.
What's happening with you?
Relax. Were you guys behind this?
We're
whose
not
idea
behind
was this?
Anything.
What?
Stop imagining things. What's wrong with
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Then what does sun and moon mean?
I have what? No idea what you're talking about. Do you have any idea what he's
I
saying?
I have no idea. Don't... Do you? Do you have anything?
I had no idea. Do you know?
Don't lie to me.
I'm not.
Huh? I know you and your wife are behind this.
I told you not to listen to her. It was just a bad joke on her part.
Yeah.
I don't know what
she made
you're
a mistake.
Going
I'm
through.
Sorry.
Why would she joke with me?
I'm sorry.
Why are you so paranoid? Why would we want to find a husband for your mother?
Yeah,
you're being very
listen.
Rude and impolite. You gotta relax.
Then why would she say that?
Listen to me just for a second. Mina told her, and she was naive enough to believe her.
You're
That's
lying
all that
to
happened.
Me.
Come on.
Children, you're blaming it on a child
now? You're being
children
naive.
Children are imaginative.
You know how children are. Children always tell the truth.
Yes, yes, but not a child who's been influenced by gossiping women.
I'm going to go punish Mina right
relax,
now.
Relax, relax, John.
Come
here,
on,
sit down.
Sit down already.
Then
sit
someone
down,
tell me right now
child.
What sun and moon means.
Listen, moon is what I called my aunt, and it has nothing to do with your mother.
I yeah. think it's code for my mother.
Listen to me, Jahangir.
Okay,
you explain it to me.
Let me explain. Listen to me.
Yeah.
Omid has this aunt, all right? Say all right.
All right.
Okay. Now, we call this aunt Moon, right. all right? All right?
All right.
And she shines just like the sun, all right?
Yes, that's why sometimes we call her sun.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right already.
She's about 65 years old.
What about
so, right?
if you count her wasted
then
year?
She's probably about 80.
She's 80.
You're mocking me. I am out of here.
Sit down. I'm not done talking to you. Sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down. Stay sit put. Down.
He's telling the truth, you know that.
Listen, the truth is that we wanted Mr. Ferdos to remarry, but not with your mother,
exactly.
with someone
exactly.
else.
Exactly. If you want, you can marry him yourself. Huh? How's that? He's got a house, a car, a job, and he's got children.
Would you stop making fun of me? And why did your wife say that?
I told you, she just said something without thinking. Why would you believe her anyway?
You know, you
that's
shouldn't
not like
believe
you.
What Marcia says. Even well. Ali doesn't believe her.
I can't yeah. even believe she would listen to a child. It's crazy.
I can't believe I listened to Marzier. But I embarrassed what? Myself and I yelled at my mother.
Then why did you do that for a reason?
You messed up, Reza. Go and apologize to your mother
I
right
just
now.
Hope
go right
apologize. Now. Isn't upset with you.
Go apologize and to your mother. Come on.
I'm so lucky Mr. Ferdos didn't come outside.
You would have embarrassed yourself.
Look, this whole thing is your fault.
No, it isn't. It's because
I told
Reza,
you
really shouldn't have overreacted.
I think she was playing a prank on me.
Forgive her. I apologize for her.
I hope the same thing happens to you one day.
All right, just calm down and go inside. Go, go.
Mother. Dear Mother. Mother dear.
What?
I'm sorry.
I don't understand.
I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
You know, you can't just treat me with disrespect and then make things right just by apologizing.
It was such a misunderstanding. I thought you were planning to get married, but then I realized I was...
What? How dare you? You had no right to treat me with disrespect. You're rude. I swear, if you talk to me like that one more time like that, I'll leave you.
I said I'm sorry. I'll kiss your feet Stop if it. I have to.
Kiss my feet? How will that help? Oh my God. I can't believe how rude you were to me.
You would have reacted the same if you were in my shoes.
I never act rudely.
I guess I'm just immature. I was just trying to protect you. I thought they were being serious. It's embarrassing to learn from someone else that your mother's getting married.
Shut up! Don't start that again. What's wrong with you, huh? Why would I be looking for a husband anyway? You're crazy. Where would you get such a ridiculous, crazy idea from anyway?
Listen, if you ever want to get married, I want to be the first to know.
Fine. Whenever I want to get married, you'll be the first to know about it.
When you want to do what?
How can you live with a troublemaker like her?
What can I do? She's a free woman. I can't just tie her up in the house.
Thank you, Jahangir.
You're welcome.
I never thought our idea would create such chaos.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Hey, I'm sorry I mentioned your child.
Don't worry about it. I'm just glad he calmed down.
So you do want to get married?
Oh, God. Leave me alone. Stop putting words in my mouth all the time. Leave me alone.
You just said whenever you want to get married, you'll tell me.
I don't need you to protect me. You have a wife now. If you want to protect someone, protect your wife.
I'm not getting married until... I won't marry till you get married.
What did you say? What did you say?
I mean, no one gets married.
Oh, my God. You have to get a husband, even if I never get lucky and get a wife.
What did you just say? You want me to get a husband? I'll find a husband and you find a wife. Sounds like a good plan.
Oh, shut up.
I'll find a husband and you find a wife.
I just got confused for a second. Oh, shut up. I have a headache now because
of you. That was really funny,
Mother. Don't just sit there. Get up and give me something. Go! Bring me some medication or something. My head's going to explode. Oh, God. He's so immature sometimes. While you're there, turn off the stove before the food burns. Oh, my head.
So, 11 o'clock in the morning with the sun high in the sky, Reza comes downstairs with a big smile on his face, and he tells me, the early bird gets the worm at 11 o'clock in the morning.
I never get up that early.
I was surprised.
Hey, folks, I want to film you to have something to remember you by.
No. Don't just film only me. Take a shot of everyone so I can take a copy to Canada and show you all to my children.
Everybody sure say something for the camera. Come on.
I hope we don't embarrass ourselves in front of Mr. Ferdos's children.
No, I was telling you about Reza.
You know it.
So, it was 11 o'clock in the morning, and the sun high in the sky. Reza comes downstairs and said with a smile, the early bird gets the worm. I asked him, where are you going so early in the morning? He said, I have a wife now. I have responsibilities. I need to go and look for a house. And so on. I told him, don't worry. You're still young. When God closes one door, he opens another one for you. He said, if that's the case, then I'm going back to sleep.
So what happened?
I told him, stop right
there. No other door ever opened.
God doesn't reward those who are lazy. Go and do your best to find a place, and if you can't find one, then I will help you. In the next 6 months, while I'm away, you can live in my house, and I'll give you a head start in life. It'll give you enough time to settle down, find a job, before I return and take back the house. It'll give him time to grow up a little bit. Everybody has to grow up, even Reza, and this, I believe, will help him along the way. Don't you all agree this is the best thing for him?
Let's give him a round of applause.
That's nice.
Mr. Ferdos, thank you so much.
You're like my own son, you know that.
I really appreciate it.
That's very kind of you.
Make sure you get everyone in the picture now.
That's what I'm doing.
Omid, please don't film me. Oh, please.
Hey, Mr. Ferdos, say something to the camera.
I don't want to say anything, really.
Say something.
No.
Go ahead. Look into the camera and say something.
What?
What?
My mom is shy.
Come on.
Mr. Ferdows always shined like the sun on a beautiful day. And...
Like what? What did you say? You? Nothing. Look at the camera. Look.
I'm
look.
Sorry. He shined over us like the
stop
sun.
Stop filming. Oh, that's enough. That's enough.
Yeah.
Stop filming, everybody. Stop filming. This isn't funny. This isn't funny at all.
Go ahead.
I think my elders should talk first. Oh, me.
Yes. Go ahead.
Be quiet. He's filming me. Omid, make sure I look good on camera.
All right, that's enough. Mahbube,
why are you filming the back of my head?
Come on. No, all right, wait, let me go to the other side. Okay.
Wait.
She looks so much like...
Right. Wait, do I look okay?
Okay? Wait, you look great.
Okay.
Don't stand behind me.
The one thing that I would like to say about Mr. Ferdows is that... I'll never forget the kindness in his eyes when he first saw me and called me Homa. In fact, he's always been like a big brother to me, something I've always wanted. He was so special to me, and it was something that I always wanted.
And a round of applause. Yeah.
Let's hear it for John Gear for marrying such a wonderful woman.
Don't change the subject. Yeah. Oh, me, don't film
now
this.
It's your
Come
turn.
On.
Go ahead.
All right, okay. It's your turn now. Yeah. Now, just promise to watch what you say. Go ahead now.
But I'm the youngest one here. I should go last.
Okay.
This film will be seen abroad.
I want to say that I hope Mr. Ferdows is kind enough to forgive me for all the mistakes that I've made since moving here. I've learned a lot of lessons living here, and he's an amazing person. That's all.
That was sweet. Yeah.
Well done.
All right,
moving right along.
Mina.
I love Mr. Ferdows a lot. He tells me stories, and sometimes he buys me beautiful dolls. I hope that he'll come back real soon, because he's a really great
person. Oh, darling, you're so cute.
Let's hear it for her.
That was Mina.
She's cute, isn't she? Yeah,
I love you too, darling.
She's lovely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here, film the three of us together.
Ali,
film
say
us
something.
Like,
Come on.
The Three Musketeers.
Anything.
What should I say? I think Marzia said the same thing.
You always talk when you shouldn't, and now that you should talk, you know, you don't want to.
That's because you never let me talk when I want to. All right, now it's my turn. Let me be Franken. Okay, so we've gathered here tonight, Mr. Ferdows.
You guys forget it.
Let him
talk. They never let me talk, these guys. They never let me talk.
Reza, it's your turn.
Reza, it's your turn now.
Come on.
All right, I'm ready.
He's about to be married.
Son, say something.
He's almost the man.
I'd like to say hello to you boys. Your father has been like a father to me. He never let me feel like I was fatherless, and I so much appreciate that. And hold on, stop. You're going to make my nose look big. What's wrong? That's better. So he never let me feel like I didn't have a father, which was such a gift. He was even kind enough to come with me to my matchmaking party. I so appreciate what he did. I promise to take good care of his apartment until he returns. And
let's hear it for Reza.
Nicely.
Thank you.
All right, John Gear. It's your turn now.
Okay.
You ready?
Well, honestly, when I first saw Mr. Ferdows, I actually thought he looked just like an executioner. It was crazy, I'm telling you.
I apologize for that.
Why are you apologizing for that? But the more I got to know him, the more I was captivated.
All right, go ahead.
No. I'll really miss you, Mr. Ferdows, sir. I really will.
Yeah. That was a great speech.
Omid, it's my turn.
You shouldn't pay attention to them.
Omid, I can't talk when you're standing over me. Sit down.
Zoom in.
Hey, Omid.
All right.
Sit down, will you?
Yes.
I can't talk when you're standing over me.
Okay.
That's much better. All right. All jokes aside, me and especially Omid are the most indebted to Mr. Ferdows.
Why me?
Because if it weren't for Mr. Ferdows, I would have never returned from Italy. Now,
that's
if
right.
Mr. Ferdows would leave, there will be no one to convince me to come back.
We're talking about the biggest mistake Mr. Ferdows did in his whole life.
Omid!
Come on, Omid, it's your
Don't
turn.
Don't be rude.
Well, what about you? Aren't you going
to
say a
Give
few
it to me, I'll film you.
Come on.
Mr. Ferdows, I'll miss you. I'll miss you around over here. I miss your poems. I miss the fun we had. Here's a different angle. Yep.
That's enough.
Excuse me.
Where are you going?
I should go and get some rest now, because my flight is at 4 a.m. It's getting late. It's time to say goodbye. As you know, everything must eventually come to an end, but it's what you do with the time in between that determines whether you have good memories of one another or whether you do not, whether you have bad memories. And I'm glad to say I have only good memories of you guys.
Bad memories.
I want to say goodbye to everyone. I love you all, and see you in 6 months.
Hey!
Sir, make sure you don't leave your key behind.
What?
Make sure it didn't fall out of your pocket.
My pocket. It's right here
so
in my
you
pocket.
Still have it. I'm not after the key.
Oh, you rascal, you.
I didn't want you to be
this
locked outside.
This what you're after? 4 a.m? Huh? If you can wake up at 4
thank you
in
very
the morning,
much.
So then I will be able to put the
thank
key
you.
In your hand, like, right here, thank like this.
Thank you so much.
He really hey. Fooled you, didn't he, huh?
He fooled you!
Thank you for humiliating me.
That was rude.
I'll sit behind his door until 4 a.m.
Lee, do you think it was rude of him to ask Mr. Ferdows for his key when he hasn't even left yet?
Oh, come on.
He has a bad habit of never thinking before talking. And by the way, why did you start making a scene when I said that Mr. Ferdows is like the sun?
Stop
You're always
with
embarrassing
that.
Me. You seem to
there
take enormous pleasure
wrong.
In it.
Yes, let me tell you something about the sun and set what? Am I supposed to say something?
Put me down!
I've never seen so many fruits and sweets
we have
in one place.
I don't!
Come on,
I don't
come
want
on.
To, I'm too embarrassed.
Starting now,
put
it's
me
time
down.
For you to become a man. Do you understand?
I'm going to your place.
Get back here. Come here.
You think you can escape from
get
us?
Get inside.
Come on.
I can't. Take
come on, you baby.
Right behind
go,
the door.
Waiting.
No.
I can't.
Go.
Go already. Come on,
come
stop
on,
whining.
Buddy.
I can't. Please,
keep moving. Keep moving.
I can't. Please, let me go, please.
Go, or I'll go, and then she'll fall in love with me. Come
but
on.
But I came to help you.
No. Shut up.
Omid, listen. Omid, I have an idea. You open the door, and I'll wait inside for her, and then you...
Have some class.
Yeah, and then you
Hurry
bring her to me.
Open the door.
Let him go. He's about to open the door.
Open it already.
Okay.